This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes half an hour from now in New York. The AP's Julie Walker is at the courthouse.
Security is tight here around the courthouse where Donald Trump's hush money case is underway. Lots of barricades and police. Police on the lookout for anyone or anything that could become an issue. Opening statements should lay out the prosecution's case against the former president and his defense. Trump denies falsifying business records to keep stories of his sex life quiet during the 2016 campaign and calls the case election interference. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
He says he carries it with him day after day, night after night, the memory of what happened on October 7th when Hamas attacked Israel. This morning, he resigned. The head of Israeli military intelligence, Major General Ahron Haliva. Here at home, there are new rules to protect those in nursing homes, but not everybody's happy about it.
The new nursing home rules would require minimum staffing levels, a minimum number of hours that staff spends with residents, and a registered nurse would be available around the clock. Also, 80% of Medicaid payments for home care providers would go to workers' wages. The coronavirus pandemic claimed more than 167,000 lives at nursing homes in the U.S., and advocates for the elderly and disabled reported residents going without meals and water and being kept in soiled diapers for too long. The rules will most certainly draw pushback from the nursing home industry. Donna Warder, Washington.
Is it okay to ban homeless people from sleeping in encampments outside when there's no shelter available for them? The Supreme Court considers that question today. The price of gas is up 4 cents in a week. It's $3.67 a gallon now. This is AP News. We've got the entertainment update for you now. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
The hotel near Mount Hood in Oregon that was filmed for the exteriors of the movie The Shining has reopened after the roof caught fire Thursday. Management for the Timberline Lodge says it is supporting guests while repairs are done. God made the world. Country singer Morgan Wallen says he accepts responsibility for his behavior 2 weeks ago, in which he was arrested for allegedly throwing a chair off the roof of a Nashville bar. Wallen writes on X, formerly Twitter, that he waited to speak publicly until he made amends. He's due in court May 3rd. And for a fortnight there we were. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, sold 1.4 million copies in traditional album sales in the first day, according to Billboard. Swift released the album Friday at midnight Eastern, then released 15 more songs 2 hours later. I'm Margie Zarletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.